At this time, I call this meeting to order. Today is December 7th, 2020, and I'd like to thank everybody for coming. And as we get started, I would like for Mrs. Latson to please lead us with the invocation, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would be so kind, Ms. Latson, to lead us.
All wise and wonderful Heavenly Father, on this day and night that we are here to take care of the business of Duplin County, and also in the past, I was thinking today I was the age of 3 years old when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor and America came together, and they have remained the top of the list. But now we are going through troubled times, and we need all of those who know the word of prayer to pray that the United States will always float to the top, to be a beacon for the others to come in to see. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time. In your precious name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, again, I welcome you, the folks, the citizens that are here today. Thank you for coming. We'll go ahead and go ahead with our agenda. The approval of the minutes. Has every commissioner reviewed them?
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to approve the minutes. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. But today, Ms. Latson, it was my pleasure to be a colleague and a friend with you here on this board. I feel that you were a positive force going forward and accomplishing different things for the county, and you're dedicated, and I think you have your heart in what you do for this county. If you would, please come up here. Service that your dedicated service that you exemplify here in this county. And I'll read it to you. Duplin County retiree, you're retiree now. Presented to the Honorable Jesse Hand Latson in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County as a county commissioner. You not only served us once, but you served us twice. As commissioner, you were a commissioner from September 7th, 2010 until December 2nd, 2012. And then you came back with us from December 5th, 2016 until December 6th, 2020. I'd like to say thank you and congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service. Does anyone in the commission have anything to say?
We miss you already. Enjoy serving with you.
Without a doubt, I have really enjoyed getting to know you, and I would say echo everything that the chairman has said. It's been a big pleasure, and you've definitely been dedicated.
I would also like to thank you. In the short time that we've worked together, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, and because of the coronavirus, we can't have a big celebration, but we celebrate you and what you've done. So please have a good journey when you leave here. And we always welcome you back. And you said that you had aspirations to be on some boards. We will welcome you when their position come available.
Commissioner Branch, want to be heard.
Mr. Branch?
Yes.
Mr. Branch has something to say.
Commissioner Lassen, I'd like to say to you that I appreciate everything that you've done for Duplin County. I look forward to continuing our relationship as we move forward. I look forward to communicating with you, and you always have my number. My door is always open, and whatever I can do to help, and whatever you can do to give me information, I look forward to it. Godspeed be with you.
Okay. Can you turn your clock around so we can see it?
Oh,
there you go. There you go. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
If I may, I'd like to have a few words to say to the fellows on the board that when I returned home, everybody said, oh, you're a Yankee now. Then I want to welcome you back. I said, but I know where all the bodies are buried, so I didn't have a problem with that. But it has indeed has been an honor to be able to come home and to serve the people of home. It has not always been easy. You know, we get up to a certain age, and I thought it was time for me to step away because the Creator has let me get to be 82. And I did not, excuse the expression, to F up anything. And they would say, you know, that woman knew she was too old to be sitting up there. So I stepped away, and I think I left you in good hands. But if he's not, I'll ride through the midnight ride and we'll get everything straightened out. It is indeed a pleasure to work here at home. Not too many people get that honor. And I thank you all for everything. And I'm not going away. I have a desire, I might as well put it out here, to work in the nursing home. Because it's not guaranteed that my children will flock to take care of me. Where they live, they don't live here now. And it's hard when you have employment. You cannot always get away. So I want to make sure if that is at the end of my journey, when it's time for me to be turned, but for now I need to get a bath, it's time for me to get food, people be right off of me. And I'll make sure that I'll set some rules. And I thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lassen.
And now I can leave the meeting. Before y'all go into closed session. Have a wonderful life.
Thank you. And be safe out there. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special meeting. It's a meeting in which we have three commissioners that will be getting the oath of the office of the commissioner. And at that time, we will do that now. Mr. Elwood Garner?
Yes, sir.
Please bring your family and take center stage.
All right.
Mr. Katie Carroll will come in and give you your oath. Have your Bible.
He's got one. He's got in his hand.
Okay.
Huh?
You got a Bible?
Katie Silver from
We get to take it off? No.
Just take it off tomorrow.
Davis. Davis.
I'm fine, my ears are fine.
Okay, can you see the three again? Okay, Elwood, if you'll repeat after me. I, Elwood Garner.
I, Elwood Garner.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will not, that I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And to the constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities.
Which are or may be.
Which are or may be.
Established for the government thereof.
Which are established by the government thereof.
That you will support.
That I will support.
And maintain.
And maintain.
Defend.
Defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
To the best of your knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
And ability.
And ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, Elwood Garner.
I, Elwood Garner.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will well and truly.
That I will well and truly.
Execute the duties.
Execute the duties.
Of the office of.
Of the office of.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner.
According to the best of my skill.
According to the best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
According to law.
According to law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Y'all want some pictures?
Get right here.
Which are you in?
Come on, mama.
Do you want to go ahead and sign it, Teddy?
We can do that as well, we can.
You want that away?
I'm in that away.
Sign one right quick, or we're gonna do it afterwards.
Teddy's got him signed, and we'll do it afterwards, if that's okay.
Unless you go next one. There you go, sir.
Hey, boy. Hi, everybody.
Okay, Ms. Carol Jones, would you come in and the family for Mr. Wayne Branch?
I, Wayne Edward Branch.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And to the constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities.
Which are or may be established.
Which are and may be established.
For the government thereof.
For the government thereof.
And that I will support.
And that I will support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
And ability.
And ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, and state your name.
I, Wayne Edward Branch.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will well.
That I will well.
And truly execute.
And truly execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of County Commissioner.
Of County Commissioner.
According to the best of my skill.
According to the best of my skills.
And ability.
And ability.
According to law.
According to law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Group shot, whatever you want.
don't care.
Okay. I just support you. I don't care.
I'm gonna get in.
I can help you.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to do the count thing? 1, 2, 3.
Is that what I'm talking? You need to reset your phone there, sir.
Yes, I did too.
Oh. If you want me to do it on your phone, I'll do it.
See them all. Oh, see you wait. You need to.
Okay, next is myself. My beautiful wife, Ms. Ivy Dow, come forward, please. I gotta get some brownie points.
That's an extra Christmas present right there.
Place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right. I.
I.
State your name.
Jesse Lee Dow III.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And to the constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities.
Which are or may be established.
Which are or may be established.
For the government thereof.
For the government thereof.
And that I will support.
That I will support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, and state your name.
I, Jesse Lee Dow III.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will well and truly execute.
That I will well and truly execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of County Commissioner.
Of County Commissioner.
According to the best of my skill.
According to the best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
According to law.
According to law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Take my picture. I'm gonna take a picture.
Someone left this on here. This is mine.
Yeah, that's mine.
That's yours?
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir. Thank you for the participants and the families that came forward for us. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your support here and at home. All right, the next order of business is to elect the chairman and vice chairman for reorganization. At this time, I will entertain a motion for the
chairman. I make a motion to nominate Dexter Edwards chair.
Second.
All right, I've got a motion and a second to elect Mr. Dexter Edwards as chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. All right.
Thank you.
The next action is to elect the vice chairman of the Board of Commissioners.
I make a motion to elect Ken Thompson as vice chair.
All right.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to elect Mr. Ken Thompson as vice chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. All right. The next order of business is to reorganize our seats. So you want to move over here, sir? In the center seat, Board of Commissioners. Next day. Or you can say where you can.
Why don't we just sit where we are tonight, especially with, you know, in inside of the COVID-19 and, you know.
Okay.
I've got it on my computer.
Right. This right here is the
Okay, everyone, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity to serve as your chairperson. I hope that I can carry on the orders as do as well as Chairman Dow has done, and you know, we'll continue on with business. So the next item of business is Mr. Davis Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appear before you now to request that you approve the bond of the registered deeds. In accordance with North Carolina General Statute 161-4, the registered deeds shall give bond with sufficient surety to be approved by the Board of Commissioners. Our registered deeds, Ms. Anita Marie Savage, has qualified for and provided a $25,000 bond through Liberty Mutual Surety.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Ms. Savage and her staff took the oath of office earlier today in the courthouse as administered by our clerk of court, Ms. Katie Harrell. I have copies of those oaths and they'll be recorded in the minutes of the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. Any against?
No.
Carried. Okay, our next item of business is the consent agenda. Does anyone have anything to add?
I do not.
Any commissioners?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, next item of business is public comment. Do we have anybody signed up?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay, thank you. Anyone that did not get a chance to sign up out there that would like to speak? Okay, we'll move right along. Ms. Melissa Kennedy, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The first thing on the agenda, I need to request to have a public hearing for the first meeting in January, which I believe is the 4th, on behalf of Michael Miller on Sumner Road.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Carry.
Mr. Chairman, could we read the motion to the minutes if you don't mind?
All right. Motion to schedule a public hearing on January the 4th, 2021, regarding the name of the lane at 764 Summer Road, Pink Hill, North Carolina, Smith Township, F and M Farm Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. That's what the motion that we just passed was. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, continue, Ms. Kennedy.
The next one is for to hold the public hearing for Dwayne Batts for the apartments off of Old NC 41 Highway. He is requested to name it Madison Avenue.
Do I have a motion?
I think you need to open up a public hearing at this point in time, Mr. Chairman.
Did we need a motion to open up the public hearing or not?
No.
Just go straight into the public hearing.
Okay, all right. So we're going to open up a public hearing for the naming of a lane on Old 41 Highway, Mason Grove Apartments in the town of Wallace, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, Mason Avenue, in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's Madison.
Madison, okay.
Yes, sir.
Good. No.
No comments?
No. Closing.
So, we closed the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we entertain a motion?
I move to approve the name lane of Old NC 41 Highway to Madison Grove Apartments in Wallace.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The fact that he read it?
Yes, sir.
There was no reason to reread it, was there?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. It passed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Have a good evening.
Next item, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to receive any road concerns from members of the board or the general public so that I can convey them to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Okay, any of the commissioners have anything to bring to Mr. Brinson's attention about roads, concerns?
I have one.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dow.
The address is 2412 South NC 50. That's towards Wallace. And the driveway is washing out on both sides.
Okay.
And they need some assistance to keep from driving into the ditch.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Any other commissioners have any? All right, public.
Once again, the Bruce Costin Road, going across that railroad track, still. Second time I've been up here, still nothing's been done about it.
Ms. Maynard, I did contact DOT for you, and they're working with the railroad, but the railroad can be challenging to work with at times. But I will convey that message to them again.
Okay.
Anybody else in the public got road concerns they would like to bring forward? All right, next item, Ms. Tracy Simmons Kanigi, Health Department, please come forward.
Okay. Good morning, good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. I come before you guys tonight for a continuation of funding approval for the long-term care prevention support team. Duplin County is taking the lead in region 8 for that. And this funding will be from December 31st through May 31st, 2021, for a total of $103,345 to continue what we started back in August or September.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to accept the AA545-ED Regional Prevention Support Team funding in the amount of $103,345 and to approve the necessary budget amendment. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It passed? Passed.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I need to talk to you about a matter. Would it be all right to call you this evening?
Yes, sir. Or as early as you want to in the morning.
Okay, is in this concerning I have identified somebody that will come here into the county and provide low income housing assistance. And it took us about 2 years to get them to come here, and we don't want to lose them.
We may want to involve Susan at DSS in that discussion too.
All right, well, I just need to talk to you right now.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, next item on the list is Mr. Gerald Wilson.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to hear this request. On behalf of Stephen Wilson's family, I'm Gerald Wilson, brother of Stephen Wilson. As you know, Stephen was the first superintendent of Cabin Lake County Park and was instrumental in helping this park along with others. My brother was extremely dedicated to Cabin Lake and spent many weekends and holidays there. His family would like to request permission to install a small memorial to honor his 20 years of service. As you can see, I think everybody has a picture of what we have proposed. It would be a small bronze plaque, approximately 14 by 10 inches on top of a 16 inch by 16 inch by 2 foot high granite rough cut stone. A small concrete pad would have to be poured to protect the weight of the stone. We're thinking possibly between the park office and the lake off of one of the walkways, but out of the way of existing infrastructure, but still visible. We think that with the style and quality of this memorial, we should only add to the park, not detract. And we're not requesting any taxpayer funds to be utilized for this memorial. We feel this is the way he and his family would want it and would prefer. So at this time, we're basically requesting permission to go forward with the project due to it being located on county property before we order materials.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve allowing the family of Stephen Bryant Wilson to place a granite marker in memory of his service as superintendent of Cabin Lake County Park on the grounds at Cabin Lake County Park at a site to be determined by the family and the county manager. Any further discussion?
I just got one thing. I knew Stephen, you know, before he got that job, and then as he became our superintendent out there, and he was very dedicated, and he was a friend of mine, so we'd be happy to honor him in that way with the plaque.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Who carries? Thank you. All right. Would Mr. Roger Jones come forward next?
Good evening.
Good
everybody
afternoon.
Doing well.
Great.
I come for you tonight and actually would like for a motion and an approval of the board chair to sign the NCDPI 5-year facility survey form, acknowledging the board received a copy of the survey results, so the signature form can be actually sent back to DPI and us to actually be in compliance.
So moved.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a motion and a second that we approve, allow the chairman to sign the 2021 DPI facility need survey and the application for the public school building capital fund. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried unanimous. Thank you.
Just for informational purposes actually on that, if any of the actual board members would actually like any of the supporting documentation of how those numbers actually derived, there's a couple of 3-ring binder notebooks in the superintendent's office at the board of education. So feel free to actually view that as you please. The second thing I'd like to take and bring forward is I would like a motion for the approval of the signing of the lottery application in the amount of $507,301. This is for the Renaissance School Building in Warsaw, the renovation plan and design services.
Mr. Jones, I believe the board was given a copy of that application for the public schools building capital fund. Is that the application you're speaking of?
Yes.
They approved that in the motion a few moments ago.
Okay. So
they had that information in their board packet.
Okay. That was great.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I'll give it an extra word.
Okay. Next item is Ms. Pam Brink.
Good afternoon,
everybody. Good evening.
So I'm going to go over some personnel policy updates for beginning of next year. And as of today, we've had a couple of new changes I wanted to present with you as well. They're very minor. On the grievance policy, which is, we'll just go ahead and hand these to you so I can take my mask off while I talk real quick. On the grievance policy on 161, this is this change. It's from, and we'll go over it in a second. And then Mr. Gardner called today and he asked that we kind of be more specific with the radio policy update. So me and Tim worked on that today. Kim, you want one too?
Sure.
And there's that one of the grievance. And if you don't mind, we'll take this off my top real quick. Okay? So, these are, I sent it out to the department heads to get any feedback on how we want to update the personnel policies beginning for January 1st, 2021. And these are the items that came back. As well, some of the changes were made based on circumstances from the year. So you'll see on the first change on page 15, the request was made that department heads provide a minimum of a 4-week notice upon resignation or retirement to the county manager to give us more time with our transition. Page 61, that is the one that we had no radio use permitted when transporting passengers in a county vehicle. Mr. Gardner called today and asked that we kind of be more specific. So I just handed you that new language on page 61. And basically, Tim and I worked out no music, entertainment, or talk radio, including but not limited to FM, AM, satellite radio, compact disc, or any entertainment streaming service shall be permitted in a county public transportation vehicle while members of the general public are on board. Because specifically this came from an incident on one of our transportation vehicles. One of our drivers was playing Christian music and we had a couple of riders that did not appreciate that and filed a complaint with the administration office. So we're addressing that. Page 77, this is from the finance office. All travel reimbursements must be sent to the finance office within 60 days of travel unless approved by the county manager. Page 83, that is our email and anti-phishing policy that IT created after a malware attack. page 103, where leave benefits don't calculate to overtime pay. We had a couple of incidences in one department where they were using overtime to get paid extra, where, let me go back on that. They were using leave time to get paid overtime for a week worked. And leave time is only supposed to make you whole. It's not supposed to earn you overtime. So we put that policy in there to address that. Page 155, department heads and clinical staff, and this was a request by the health department, at the health department are required to provide a minimum 4-week notice upon resignation or retirement, like the doctors and the nurses. It makes it easier on the transition. And then last but not least, and that's the other policy I just gave you, page 161. This is our grievance policy. Again, this is from an incident that occurred this year. An employee is not allowed to present witnesses or new evidence at his or her grievance hearing. However, witness statements and other physical evidence may be allowed. Tim said, well, since Mr. Gardner opened up the door, let's close it. And so on the grievance policy, we had the opportunity does not include the option to present witnesses, and Tim suggested that we put instead include the right to present witnesses. So it's just that one word. So those are all the updates that I have for the new book to begin January 1st, 2021, if you agree to, if I can ask respectfully if you'll agree to that so we can put that through.
Let me ask you a question on that last one. It says, the last sentence says, witness statements and other physical evidence may be allowed
mm-hmm.
by the officials conducting the grievance hearing.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you allow evidence to be presented during one of these hearings? How many times do you remember?
At the predisciplinary hearing, they can bring anything they want for their defense when we do a predisciplinary hearing. At the grievance hearing, on this particular instance, we had an employee that wanted to introduce new evidence and new witnesses, and we said no, he should have brought that to the predisciplinary hearing. But at the predisciplinary hearing, an employee can bring whatever they want in their
defense. Well, suppose they have new evidence.
That's why we did leave it open to that it may be allowed, and that would be based on the county manager.
But what I'm asking is, how many times have you ever allowed that?
It's never been brought up except this one time this year that I'm aware of.
And I allowed it.
Yes, and he did allow it. Yes, sir.
Okay, because it seems like we'd be in a position if you don't allow it, if they do have some new evidence. But that's
evidence has been discovered since the first hearing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, don't you think that would be good to allow that?
He wanted to bring two witnesses.
Gotcha.
Are there any other questions on that?
I have a question in regards to item A, page 15. You say you want to change the time to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it currently 2-week notice?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
I read it. That's for the department heads only, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me for interrupting.
No problem.
Was there something else you want to ask about, Mr. Brown?
What's the consequence if, for whatever reason, they don't give the 4-week notice?
Then they wouldn't get paid out their vacation pay. But I will do that as a aside. If the department head or the county manager wants the person to go ahead and move on, he can waive that issue. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Any more questions for Ms. Bank? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion and a second to approve the update 2021 Duplin County personnel policy presented to be effective January 1, 2021. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tim.
Have a good trip home. She got to drive in Jacksonville.
I was waiting for her to clean up. Elizabeth, I'm sorry. She's picking up in between everyone.
I didn't know it was a procedure.
All right, next item on the list, Elizabeth Stalls.
Okay, I'm here this evening to request acceptance for the 2017 Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Funds. These are public assistance funds that are used for infrastructure and or like community facilities. This project is specifically focused on the Magnolia Auditorium. The funds will be used for demolition of the existing auditorium because the town has secured funding to put a new structure there to serve the community.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second, Mr. Dow.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to allow the county manager, Davis A. Brinson, to sign the 2017 Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery CDBG-DR. It's a reciprocal agreement and approve the necessary budget amendment. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Ms. Tracy Chestnut.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I respectfully request that you approve the receipt of Board of Election funds. These are State Care Act monies that were provided by the State Board of Elections Office. It provides a $19.56 bonus per day that was worked by the election poll workers in the one-stop voting locations. We have already received the money from the state in the amount of $20,753.16. And this money will cover the payment of these funds to the poll workers 100%. So there's no county money involved. So I'd like to ask that you allow myself on behalf of the Board of Elections Board and the director to accept those funds and to also approve a budget amendment to allow me to establish the revenue and expenditures related to these funds so we can process the payroll.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the one-stop poll worker bonus fund provided by the North Carolina State Board of Elections as a COVID incentive so that it can be paid out to the poll workers and to approve a associated budget amendment. Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, man. They got those funds a while back.
Ms. Carrie Shields, please, next.
Yes, sir. Economic Development Commission is in the process of developing 119 acres of land that's adjacent to the airport. Duplin Airport is currently working with Parrish and Partners on a master plan for the airport. And to complement their efforts, the airport and EDC are requesting to work together because Parrish and Partners has agreed to assist in the overall development for the airport. We would refer to this as Air Park. Working on the Air Park together with the EDC Commission and the airport will result in significant savings, almost $90,000 for EDC to develop the other side of the land. Economic Development is asking for the County Commissioners to approve a work authorization form to allow Parrish and Partners to start work on the master plan for the EDC side of the Air Park. To pay for this, EDC has raised $36,500 toward the overall project cost of approximately $55,200, leaving a balance of $18,700. EDC plans to move monies from the Global Transport Fund, which we refer to as GTP Fund, to cover the additional cost. And we also plan to continue to raise money to pay back the GTP Fund. To move forward with this request, I'm asking for approval on three different requests. For our county commissioners to approve and sign the work order authorization for Parrish and Partners, allow me to accept, or allow you to accept the monies of $36,500 that was raised for donations to be moved to an Air Park budget, and allow us to move $18,200 from the GTP monies to the Air Park budget.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second for all three motions, and if I may, I'll let the county manager read them to make sure we are straight.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The motion will be to approve the work authorization with Parish and Partners for the development of a master plan for the development of 119 acres of land adjacent to the Duplin County Airport, and allow the chairman to sign the same, and also to approve the necessary budget amendment.
Correct.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hugh.
Okay, next we have Mr. Gary Rhodes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here with six surplus properties. The first one, parcel 01-E270. It came before the board on October 19th. Somebody had placed a bid of $3,000 on the property that was acquired by the county in 2018, and with a total cost of $11,574. And what that cost is, that was the amount of unpaid county taxes at the time of foreclosure, plus any attorney fees or costs associated with trying to sell the property. We advertised the bid according to law, statute, and we received no further upset bids on the property.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Mr. Rose, was that 01-E270?
Yes, sir.
That is item number 15 on your commissioner's information bulletin, Mr. Chairman.
Am I out of order?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me go by. What's your first?
Well, we can go ahead with that one if you want to, and then I'll get you on track with the next one.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Everybody flip to item 15. That's the one he's discussing. All right. Get back to finishing up your discussion there, please. We got off track.
Okay. I initially came to the board in October October this year, presented to y'all a bid of $3,000 a person made on this property. We advertised the property, due process, put signs on the property. We did not have any upset bids to this property. The county acquired it in foreclosure, where the opening bid was $11,574. Like I said, the only bid we have is $3,000 on the property. So I guess if y'all want to accept that bid and sell the property to a taxpayer, or hold on to the property.
What is your recommendation, if you don't mind me asking?
If we can get somebody to go ahead and start paying taxes on it, they'll clean it up and fix it up, and that would be my recommendation.
Any other commissioners got a question for Mr. Rose before we move on?
Is this an improved property, or is it just land?
It has a building on it, I believe. Let me see. Yes, sir. It has a center block building on it.
And this is not the prior owners that failed to pay their taxes?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Move to accept the bid.
Second.
That's a move to accept?
Accept, yes.
And that second was to accept?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from George Shaw in the amount of $3,000 for parcel number 01-E270. Located at 420 S Pine Street, Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, and authorized the attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of property. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it passed.
Mr. Rose, if you could discuss parcel number 09-E318 next.
Okay, this is a...
This back number 12 on your agenda, Commissioner.
It's located off State Road 1951 in Island Creek.
Right. This property, a person is interested in this property. They placed a bid at $3,500. The county acquired the property in 2018. At that time, the cost of the foreclosure was $3,461 below the bid that this person advertised. And if y'all accept this bid, we'll go ahead and advertise the property for the required amount of time and put a sign on the property. And then if we receive any further upset bids to it, I'll bring it back to y'all. This is different than the first one.
This is just to accept the bid and advertise for the upset bid.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So moved.
Okay, this is for number 09E318?
Yes, sir.
Second. Okay, I have a motion and a second. I got to get back. I'm sorry. I'm on the computer. I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Miss Rita Anita Coley and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-E318 pursuant to the negotiated offers advertised and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 160A-269. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it carries.
Mr. Rose, if you could discuss parcel number 11-E109 next.
That's number 13, commissioners, on your agenda.
Okay, parcel 11-E109, the county acquired this property back in 2017 for the foreclosure bid of $3,079. A person has placed a bid of $3,085, which meets the bid. And I'm asking if y'all would entertain to accept that bid and to advertise for the 10 days period for upset bids.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Ms. Lottie Marie Keenan Small and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 11-E109 pursuant to the negotiated offer advertisement and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 160A-269. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried.
Mr. Rose, the next item on the agenda for the commissioners is parcel number 09-949, which is item number 14.
This is a parcel that the county acquired back in 2019 for the foreclosure bid of $2,891. A person has placed a bid of $3,000 on it. I'm asking if y'all will entertain a motion to accept the bid and advertise this property for 10 days for an upset bid.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Lavanza Edward Leak and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-0949 pursuant to the negotiated offers advertised and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 160A-269. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So it passed.
Mr. Rose, the next item would be parcel number 01-3083.
Number 16 on your agenda.
This is a parcel I brought back to y'all in October of this year where somebody had made a bid of $5,405. We advertised it, did not receive any upset bids, and it does meet the original foreclosure bid. And I would ask that y'all entertain a motion to sell it to HRC Enterprises Incorporated for the $5,405 bid.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Jose Carlton in the amount of $5,405 for parcel number 01-3083 located off South Pine Street, Warsaw, NC, Warsaw Township, and authorize the attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of property. Any more discussion?
Yeah.
Commissioner Knapp.
Is this the piece that's valued at $25,000?
Yes, sir.
So we're getting a fourth of the cost.
It's on Pine Street, close to the Pierce Street.
Yeah, I know where it is. I've been up there and looked at it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask,
yes.
Mr. Rose. Mr. Rose, the bid was received from Jose Carlton, but you said it was an LLC. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sir. HRC Enterprises Incorporated.
HRC Enterprises?
Yeah, that's how he wants the deed made out to.
Is that okay that he put the bid in there?
Yeah, I assume he's a member of that LLC here.
Is it a corporation or is it an LLC?
Corporate.
Yeah, he probably just, it's got HRC, that's his initial, so he's formed an LLC.
Okay.
I guess.
We should probably put the bid in on behalf of the corporation. I'll send his case.
Well, that wasn't initial. The initial one was just his name. Valued at $25,000.
All right, let me see if I can. We got two different names on here. Let me see if I can get that cleared up and bring it back to next meeting.
Right, the initial one had his name on it, didn't have anything about an LLC or this HRC.
No, it does have it on there.
I'm talking about the one that we looked at the last time, it didn't have it on there.
I think that's what they had last time in here.
Yeah, it says it's
that wasn't presented to us.
Make the deed out to HRC Enterprises Incorporated. Then it says if more than one name will be listed on the deed, provide the relation of the name listed.
Got his son's name on there.
Got Jaquan Carlton. It's his son.
We just had to confirm that the bid was entered on behalf of the corporation of two individuals.
So are you asking that the motion be tabled to the next meeting, Mr. Rose?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a motion and a second by Ken and Elwood. Are y'all in agreement to?
All he's got to do is withdraw his motion. I withdraw my second, and we're done, right?
Yep.
I made a motion that we table that until next meeting. You want the next meeting?
Yes, sir.
Till the next meeting.
Do we need a second on that?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, so have it at the next meeting, please. Okay, the next one will be item 17 on our list, I think, partial 02E092.
Yes, sir. This was a parcel that the county acquired back in 1972. The cost then was $397.71.
72.
We have a bid of $650 on it.
Excuse me, on our paper it says $750.
That's the bid that he has submitted is for $750. Initially, is that what did you say it was initially?
No, the bid he said $650.
$650 what it says on mine.
Okay, so that should be $650?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, mine says $750.
Yeah.
It's right there on the offer.
$750.
On the actual offer that we're sitting in.
Okay.
It's the agenda, numbers, I think, Ms. Prentice.
Anyway, that's Clement Craddock Jr. The tax value is $1,500 on the property.
So move.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Mr. Clement Chaddock.
Craddock.
And proceed with the sale of surplus property, partial 02-EO92, pursuant to the negotiated offer advertising and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
We're slowly getting a lot of those cleaned up.
Yeah, appreciate that.
And then I have an agreement with the town of Rose Hill. They want to join the four other towns and first to start collecting their taxes, starting with the 2001 tax year. This agreement is the same agreement that we adopted with Warsaw, Kenansville, Green Evers, and Calypso.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the interlocal agreement for the collection of tax between Duplin County and the town of Rose Hill, subject to the approval by the town of Rose Hill of a 2% early payment discount, and authorize the chairman to sign. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you all
That's
very
it.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rose. It looks like you are cleaning up a lot of partials. I do appreciate that.
We're trying.
Gentlemen, according to my agenda,
you got anything
this
to
is it. Mr. Chairman, do you have anything else to add? I mean, Mr. Manager?
I have three announcements. Mr. Chairman, we will not have a closed session tonight. Just want to let the board know that the Board of Elections is still working through some of the election returns, and they are having a hand-eye recount tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court position.
Is that countywide or just in a certain precinct?
They choose 3% of the vote at random, and that is selected by the State Board of Elections. And they
so
will actually have
3% of the total county votes?
3%, the way I understand it, yes, the election day, the one stop, the mail-in, and the absentee ballots. I believe it equates to about 600 votes, if what they conveyed to me this afternoon was accurate.
That they've got to go through and do a hand-eye.
Do a hand-eye count, yes, sir. Wanted to let the board know that our Christmas party that we normally have for our seniors, put on by the Service for the Aged, is still being held this year. It is, of course, has taken on a different look with COVID, but it will be held this Wednesday, December the 9th, from 11 to 1 at the Event Center. It will be a drive-through event. Our seniors in Duplin County, 6 years of age and older, can come by. They will remain in their vehicle, be greeted by our staff members or our volunteers, and they will get a hot pre-plated meal and a gift bag that will be presented to all the seniors in attendance. Also want to let you know that the Duplin County Employee Christmas Appreciation Luncheon will be held on Friday, December the 11th from 11 to 2 at the Event Center. Again, it will be a drive-through event. Department heads have arranged to have the food picked up for their employees and delivered. Smithfield Foods is gracious enough again this year to supply the meals for our employees. They will also be given a Christmas card on behalf of me and the Board of Commissioners. Also would like to let you know that we are having a It's called a Wheels and Reels event at the Duplin County Event Center. It'll be a drive-in movie on Friday, December the 18th at 7 p.m. The event center staff will be showing the movie The Polar Express. We will have room for 200 cars, I'm told. The charge will be $5 per car load. It doesn't matter if you have one or four of your family members in the car. They're only going to charge $5 per car. They will also have the opportunity to purchase refreshments. We will have folks riding around in golf carts going to the cars. Everyone will stay in the car, and everyone will be asked to wear a mask. Those are all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman.
And that's at the event center?
Yes, sir. It'll be at the event center. The screen will be set up in front of the box office, and the cars will park in the paved parking lot right in front of the event center.
Okay. All right. I'll make a motion that we adjourn to December 21st.
Second. Okay. I got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you much.